Hey everybody, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy world. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a grudge like it's a lead weight in your gut? It's like negativity wearing tiny little shoes and marching all over your happiness. Holding onto anger, resentment, or past hurts, it does more damage to us than anyone we might be holding a grudge against. And that's why today, we're diving deep into the powerful practice of forgiveness, not for them, but for ourselves. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's not saying what happened was okay. It's about recognizing that clinging to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's about freeing ourselves from that burden so we can finally move on, heal, and live with more peace and joy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, forgiveness is easier said than done. And you're absolutely right. But guess what? Even the smallest steps toward forgiveness can make a world of difference in your mental well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as you embark on this journey. First off, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Remember, healing isn't linear. There will be good days and bad days, moments where you feel like you're making progress and moments where you feel stuck. That's totally normal. Second, recognize that forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about releasing yourself from the grip of negativity. Holding onto anger or resentment only hurts you in the long run. Think of it like this. You're not doing them a favor by forgiving them. You're doing yourself a massive favor. Third, try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. This doesn't mean excusing what they did, but trying to see things from their point of view can sometimes help lessen the sting of anger and resentment. Maybe they were hurting themselves, maybe they didn't know any better, or maybe they were struggling with their own demons. Fourth, practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and we all have our own struggles. We're all just trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's an act of self-love, self-care, and ultimately, freedom. By choosing to forgive, you're choosing peace over pain, growth over stagnation, and joy over bitterness. Think about a time when someone hurt you deeply. Maybe it was a betrayal, a harsh word, or a broken promise. Can you imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you could let go of that anger? Imagine the space you'd create for love, happiness, and new experiences. Forgiveness doesn't erase the past. It simply changes how we choose to carry it with us. And trust me, choosing lightness over heaviness is always a win. So, what's one small step you can take today towards practicing forgiveness? Maybe it's writing down the things that are weighing you down and then letting go of them on paper. Maybe it's sending a message to someone who wronged you, not necessarily an apology letter, but simply a message saying, "I choose to release this anger and move forward." Or maybe it's just taking a few deep breaths and consciously choosing to let go of those negative feelings for a moment. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about setting yourself free. It's about choosing peace over pain and joy over bitterness. Every step you take towards forgiveness is a victory for your mental well-being, your emotional health, and ultimately, your happiness. Keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, leave us a review, and join the conversation on our social media channels. And until next time, stay detached, stay grounded, and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.